I think it's very disappointing. I think we heard the bluster from the president a few short weeks ago, and we were expecting more. There has to be massive questions over how constitutional all of this is. We know there has been foul intent from the beginning here in terms of the 90-10 scheme that has turned into 60-40. We know for a fact, this is in the records of the Oireachtas, that we had all the attention being on how to minimise compensation to the homeowners while still allowing the practices to prevail. And it's on record for Engineers Ireland, the Joint Housing Committee, saying that they know for a fact it's still happening down in Wexford and Carlow. And, they tried to put something in there, the subrogation clause, that was going to prevent those from even trying to claim back what we were entitled to. That demonstrates the foul intent. And they did renege on that through pressure from Coleman Legal. But, it had to be seriously looked at. It wasn't scrutinised. It's the biggest bill of its kind in the history of the land. And yet we had our president sort of roll over and just sign on the dotted line as he was asked to, like a good boy. Very, very disappointing for us.
It does seem now a bit of a done deal, unless there's a change in government. And you yourself have said in the past that people from the group may run in the next general election as well.
Yes, I think we have to seriously look at this now. We'll have our, we'll get an AGM here lined up for September. I think everybody needed to break. There wasn't a lot happening now at this point anyway. We know there's still a job to do around ensuring that the regulations for this bill, poor as it is, that we don't lose further ground through the regulations, so there's still a job to be done there. But I think you're right. I think if it comes to where is the next step function in terms of improvement to the defective concrete block scheme, it's going to be through a change of government. That has to be the case. And we know, Sinn Féin have been at the centre as lead opposition in formulating that. They helped us formulate a lot of the amendments. I suppose the challenge for them is when it comes their turn, and it will, do they stand over what they already recommended in their workings with us by way of amendments, and will they see that through themselves? They're talking about putting together their alternative legislative process for this, and their alternative bill. And, that has to be made up of all of the shortfalls that they're well, well aware of from our conversations with them. So I think the next shot at getting this right will be with the change of government. And, we may well have a part to play in that.